Welcome to Everything Scary at 3 a.m. My name is Mandy. With me, as always, is John.
Howdy.
And we are going... I'm so excited. We are going to the wonderful world of Christmas time.
Yep, it's finally the Yuletide season.
Woo-woo.
So we're going to be getting some spooky horror shows, but nothing's ever really going to top, of course, Santa's Sleigh.
Or Krampus.
Or Krampus. But mostly Santa's Sleigh.
Mostly Krampus.
Whatever. But, you know, this one might do well. I don't know. This was actually kind of a cute movie. What are we going to be watching tonight?
We're going to be watching 2023 this year. It's a Wonderful Knife.
Yeah, actually, this movie came out in October at, like, a fest. And then it came out in November on Shudder.
Yes.
So, I'm excited about it. It's got a lot of people in it.
One of my favorite people's in it.
Yeah.
The Scream Daddy himself.
Scream Daddy? Really? Okay.
Technically, he's called the Scream King.
Scream King.
Yeah.
Scream
Daddy.
He's a yell bro.
He's a Scream Daddy.
Holler guy. I'm excited to see what's going to be happening with this one just because some of the people who are in this did some stuff that I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
It sounds a little like Happy Death Day.
A little bit, but it actually the show that you told me about, and I actually wrote it down in this one too. Totally Killer?
Yeah,
that's the one that it reminds me of the most. But it's clearly It's a Wonderful Life. There's Clarence, but like Clarence was like really angry. He's like, this is what would have happened if you hadn't stopped that killer.
And a killer.
Hey, you make me keep killing them. Why?
So this is actually directed...
Help me, Michael!
This is directed by Tyler McIntyre, who did Patchwork from 2015, Tragedy Girls from 2017, the Gawker's segment from 2022's VHS 99, and he did the screen story for the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
I don't know how hard that was. Like, you know, it's I don't know enough. It's like, yeah, what I did was I took... the script for, Willy's Wonderland, and I, you know, cut it down until it fit the Five Nights at Freddy's, you know, mold. But hopefully it's, I don't know, maybe it was really hard. Maybe he had to, like, come up with all this extra stuff. Maybe it's like Silent Hill, where they had to have, like, a completely different character and be like, no, let's go ahead and we got to put in stuff from Silent Hill 2, the game, because Silent Hill 1 was weird and funky.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Maybe.
It was written by Michael Kennedy, though. He did 2020's Freaky, so that was one.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
Like 13 episodes of Border Town, which is something I wouldn't really boast about, but in every pile of poop, there's that corn kernel of gold, so maybe it's good.
Jesus.
You know, except for It Follows, of course. That one was just terrible all the way through.
Yeah.
And then an upcoming movie called Time Cut that's supposed to be released in 2024. Now... tell me if you heard this one before. A high school student accidentally travels back in time to 2003 and decides to stop a serial killer who murdered her sister.
That's the exact same premise as the Totally Killer.
It's Totally Killer, except it doesn't go back that far. Maybe a little bit of Frequency, maybe a little bit of this movie, but it's Totally Killer, only they don't go back to the 80s, they just go back to the 2000s. Maybe it's easier, maybe it's like a budgetary thing. Like, we can't go all the way back to the 80s, but we can go back to 2003 because everybody basically dressed the same way
as
we do now in 2003.
I'm kind of upset about that because I'm like, 2003, really? It's not even that freaking far back.
Well, maybe, I mean, kind of is.
No, it's not. How dare you?
But it may not be all that bad. We got the TV version of Daniel Jackson in it, Michael Shanks. So, I mean, you know, it could be good.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's a direct-to-Syfy channel movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know.
So it's starring Jane Widdup. That's weird. 12 episodes, who's in 12 episodes of Yellow Jacket. Jackets?
So I, honest
to God. You know
what?
You read this one, because for some reason my mouth is just not working.
Honest to God, I thought that Yellow Jackets was just a movie.
No,
like, I didn't realize it was a TV show.
You should have just asked me. I would have told you.
I never really wanted to watch it because it's this weird person in a varsity jacket with a hoop on their head, you know, some kind of deer head or something. I don't know what the hell it is. I was like, this is going to be weird. Plus, it came out around the same time as that Swarm movie. Like, the one where she was, like, the bee and she was going to, like, go beat up people. And then there was that one episode of Creepshow that had, like, the swarm where everybody was, like, going up after the Beyonce lady.
Well, yeah, but that was... It wasn't Yellow Jackets, like, way before that? Didn't it come out way before that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I remember... You know, and this is all my remembering of it. It may have, but I don't know. She was, though, in 2020's Deadly Daughter Switch, which is either the daughters got switched or there is a switch on the daughter that turns her deadly. So, I don't know. Either way, it could be good. She also played Hope in a 2016 movie called Jessica Darling's It List, which is funny for two reasons, because it's actually IT List, It List, It List down there. But, you know, it's like, you got this person who's in some fairly, like, spooky stuff later in their career, and then, like, their early stuff was Disney Channel goofball stuff. So I think it's kind of funny. Everybody's, like, sitting in their... It was so funny. The poster has all these kids sitting inside of their lockers. I'm like, yeah, I bet they spent a lot of time shoved in their own lockers.
Jesus.
I was just like, woo. But speaking of the IT, any kind of IT or it's, Joel McHale is in this one, which is surprising to me. Joel McHale, you're going to recognize him as Jeff Winger in Community. He was in like 110 episodes of that or something like that. And everything else associated with it. He was also in a talk show called The Soup for, like, forever, which was really funny because it was like Tosh.0. I never got to watch the show, like, except for, like, halfway through it starting because they kept shifting it around. It was one of those, like, placeholders that they had for it. He was in 2014's Deliver Us From Evil.
Which I like.
Yep. And
I know, I had a crush on him in that movie because I was like, man, that guy's really handsome.
He always plays the douchebag in movies, though. Like, he fits as the douchebag.
He was kind of douchey, but yeah, I totally had a crush on him in that movie, because I was like, man, that guy's kind of handsome. Where have I seen that guy before? And I had no idea. And then you were like, oh, it's Joel McHale. And I'm like, oh, do we not like Joel McHale?
I got annoyed for him for several different reasons. Again, I haven't gotten there yet, but he had, he was also that guy in Spider-Man 2, who was kind of douchey, so I didn't like him in that one. But he was Roy in the weirdest ass, like, so he was in, it was the IT Crowd. That was what I was trying to get with before.
Yeah.
But it was the IT Crowd for America, which still had Richard Iodine in it, or Iodine, whatever the hell you're going to pronounce his name as, because I don't freaking know. It had Moz in it. But instead of having Roy, because the Richard Dowd probably was doing, like, Hollywood stuff at that point, that had Joe McHale as Roy, and he had a completely different energy, and it was so, like, it was off-putting. It was so weird. And they only had the pilot for that because they're like, let's just go ahead and redo it.
Oh man.
And there was like nobody picked it up, so it was just terrible. But it's so weird. And seriously, if you can track that one down, because I watched it on this show called Microwave Kane a long time ago. It's the same place where I watched the Wonder Woman TV show that came out, where it was the angry girl from pretty much everything. It was, like, it was weird to see her. I was like, oh my god, this is such a crazy show. They had the weirdest stuff on there. So yeah, definitely see if you can find that one.
And then my favorite, who I was super excited about, is the Scream Daddy, is Justin Long. So Justin Long, you know Justin Long. He was in 2022's House of Darkness, Barbarian from 2022. He was also in Jeepers Creepers, which, not gonna lie, I have watched that all of one time because I was traumatized by that movie. I asked my mom if the brother and sister duo was gonna die.
This was back when your mom used to watch horror movies too. Yes. So yeah.
And she was like, no, nobody dies. What? And I was like, are you sure? Because I feel like a genuine connection with these people. And it reminds me of me and my brother. So are you sure? She's like, no, nobody dies. And then he fucking dies.
He gets like bad
ugly
too.
Dies. Yes. And like, I was
eyes pulled out of the skull.
I was traumatized. Was like, so I think funny. I cried for like a straight day.
You never trusted your mom again.
I never ever trusted my mom after that. I was like, and I still bring that up. I'm like, I still can't watch that movie. It's all your fault. So anyway, so he was in Jeepers Creepers. And
I remember him in a bunch of stuff because he was in Accepted, which was one of the first movies that I ever kind of like had on my own. Mm-hmm. He was in, what was that?
He was in Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah, he was in that one, which was always funny because that's the movie that I can't remember if it's Neil McLaughlin or Timothy Oliphant. And it's actually Timothy Oliphant, but it could have been the other guy because that guy was in terrible movies over and over again. Neil McLaughlin. But he was in What was that? He was the weird guy who was like sleeping with Brandon Routh and Knocked Up.
Like, no, of course. No, it wasn't Knocked Up. It was Zach and Mary make a porno.
That's right. Yeah. I was like, I can't remember which terrible Seth Rogen movie he was in. But yeah, I was like, oh my god, no, he's such a sweetheart.
I remember that.
But here, I remember him specifically, and I didn't realize that this was his first movie. Or at first anything, but he was the nerdiest nerd, Brandon, in Galaxy Quest.
And that was his first movie?
That was the first thing that he was ever in. The thing that it just blows me away, because that was, he was everybody's kind of depiction of the Star Trek nerd in that one. And of course, what does he do? True. He goes on to be like in poor guy was that poor walrus. In Tusk.
Oh my god, that one.
How many movies has he been in? And he just keeps getting killed. Like, even he was even in an episode of Creepshow, which was weird because Creepshow usually does the 2-episode thing. Like, they do like a split thing. And this one was like one really long episode where he gets killed.
It was such a good one, though.
Yeah, he gets murked by the girl from The Good Place. Not Kristen Bell, but the other one, the Judy, like the Siri wannabe thing.
Well, either way, that's one of the Scream Daddies.
Scream Daddies.
The other one is what's his name? Kyle Gallner. Gallagher? Gallner?
From what?
He was in everything. He was in the Cleansing Hour.
Oh, that
he
guy.
Was in, Kyle Gallner, I think that's what his name
is. He was the other guy.
Smile. He was in Jennifer's Body. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, yeah. So him and Justin Long are the two Scream Daddies.
He was the goth guy who gets murked in the house. The weird unfinished house with Jennifer's Body. That's right. Well, you know, and that's not the only people who are in this one. The weirdest thing is Catherine Isabel is in this. Ginger from Ginger Snaps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got Erin Boyer's in this. Boys in this. She's got 59 credits, and most of them are background characters. I just wanted to highlight two of these. The first being 2015's Pay the Ghost, where her character's name is literally Sexy Coed.
Isn't Pay the Ghost the one with Nicolas Cage?
I have no idea.
I think that's the one with Nicolas
Cage. Ghostlands is the one that I think you're thinking of.
No.
I think there's one called Pay the Ghost. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't even look into it.
We'll look it up.
I thought it was hilarious. But she's in a made-for-TV movie that came out just, I think, this year called Engaged to Be Murdered. I'll give you two guesses on what channel that's going to be on. What kind of movie does that sound like?
Oh, I was thinking like IDTV or whatever. Oh,
no, you got to go back a little bit further. What was the main ones for all of those? It's a Lifetime Movie Network.
I was going to say, it's probably not Hallmark.
Oh, no. No, it's Lifetime. Lifetime is the murderous, like, Hallmark, though. Like, you know, everybody who gets killed, like, gets killed off screen, but then when they find them, it's like just them laying there with like a little bit of ketchup on their face. And that's, oh, yeah. So I was like, oh, my God, Sexy Coed. Oh, you poor... Poor dear thing. But, you know, rounding out the cast on this one is really one of the people that I'm super happy is still alive. And that's William B. Davis. He has been in so many different things, but I will never, ever stop seeing him as the cigarette-smoking man.
From X-Files.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I love that guy. And it's so weird to see him in other things where he's being nice, because I just assume that he's going to be like smoking a cigarette and like staring at you kind of weird. Like, he knows everything. You're just like, oh God, what am I going to screw up on? But there is a ton of TV actors in this, CW TV actors in this, specifically like 4 people from Riverdale.
Wow.
But there's like a girl from The Flash. There's like Joe McHale technically was in Stargirl. Which was one of the better CW shows. It's just weird. So I'm kind of excited to watch this.
I'm excited to watch this. I really freaking love Justin Long anyways. So, Drag Me to Hell. That was the other one that he was in.
He's just acting his ass off lately.
Oh, and Afterlife. After/Life? Yeah.
I think that was Ryan Reynolds, though.
No. It has... The one that I'm thinking of is Afterlife, I think. And it has Christina Ricci, Liam Neeson, and Justin Long.
Was Justin Long in that one?
Yes.
Because we did. I thought we watched that one.
I know I did, because we haven't.
I think we watched it, like, together. I don't know if we watched it on here, which is going to piss me off, because I'm going to search it later. But anyway, we're going to pause it here. We're going to go to Shudder. We're going to check that out. It is on Shudder. Go ahead and check it out. What else are you using your Shudder for anyway? You know, except for the Yule Log, which is always fun. But we will see y'all in just a bit.
Yep, be right back.
Angel Falls, I give you Christmas.
Meryl Waters? Last Christmas still haunts me.
Time to let that go.
No one cares. Everyone would be better off if I was never born.
Did you see that? Did the power go out?
Oh my God.
And we're back.
Ooh, that was loud.
Yes, it was, because I am filled with hate.
Yeah, this
movie. I am angry.
This movie was...
I'm not just angry because it was a shitty movie. I'm angry because this squandered the concept.
It really did.
And it not only did it shit the bed on the concept, but it kept, like, poking us and, like, pointing at the concept. He was like, look at all the shit I put on it. It's great now, right?
You know, I'm still sticking with the, you're not supposed to mention a movie that is better than yours in your movie.
Massively better. Like, and they kept, like, that's the only way that things like The Walking Dead make sense. Because she, let's go ahead and go through the concept. We'll get into this, and we're going to give you the broad outline because I'm sick of this movie. I hate it, and I wish it, you know, to the pile of trash. It's a trash bin. And then we set fire to the trash, so we never have to deal with it again. But this movie starts out with some prompts. We are introduced to all of our characters, and we are introduced to the Joel Osteen version of whatever the fuck Justin Long was trying to pull off.
It was definitely Joel Osteen.
It was definitely, because he kept doing this, like, weird, like, I don't know. But the problem is that Joel, like, the Justin Long couldn't pull it off. He wasn't able to stick to it enough, including the times that he would get hurt and he completely dropped character. Like, because anytime he got hurt, like, especially near the ending, he fell down and he's like, oh, you little sluts. Like, he was, like, that part he had. But, like, when he's, like, telling everybody to piss off and not help him, like, that was just Justin Long. I think Justin Long actually hurt himself. And he's like, no, I've got this. I can do this. Like, and everybody's just like, oh, okay, Mr. Long, whatever. But anyway, so we are introduced to Winnie Crothers and her family who live in the city of Angel Falls. I assume, because they constantly talk about NYC, that it is somewhere in upstate New York. We don't really get a place for this to be happening. Anyway, it is Christmas Eve. The local douchebag, who is played by Justin Long, who is acting like he's supposed to be Joel Osteen, is just being creepy.
He's running for mayor. I don't think he's actually won mayor or something like that.
He wants to be mayor because he also wants to bring in a tower type deal. Like, he wants to pull in
like a shopping mall or something.
It's like a combo shopping mall slash hotel.
He wants to bring Angel Falls into the future.
Yeah, by basically making Potter's Field, but, you know, not Potter's Field, because that's a much better movie. You're both building alone. But so we are introduced to all of them. They've got the douchebag brother of Justin Long, who I don't understand the point of that character.
There's a lot of characters that I don't understand
the
point of.
They picked him up and then they put them down. And then we had a whole bunch of shit that didn't make any sense. Winnie's family, her brother is going to go All-State quarterback, but I guess he doesn't even leave, too.
Yeah,
from
no,
the
no.
understanding that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just gets stuck.
And then, like, all of her weird friends, including Winnie's boyfriend, the douchey friend who is basically the bad girl who caused all the problems in Until Dawn. Like, she's that character.
Mm.
The douchey, like,
I
the douchey
you.
One.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And then we had the dead girl's boyfriend, who I don't ever think interacted with any other character. Like, they said, oh, he'll meet us later. Like, and I think a lot of times that what they were doing was ADRing things that they forgot to put in there. Because we get the bit where, like, she's like, ah, it's at the very end. Like, she turns her head, and so you can't see her mouth moving. And it's like, oh, yeah, now we have to go that way, basically.
Yeah, I know which part you're talking about.
So I'm just saying, like, there's a whole bunch of parts that are ADRed in. So I don't think we saw her say that, oh, where's the boyfriend? Like, oh, he's going to be at the party. You know, like, he's going to show up at the party later.
Yeah, so is my brother. So they go to the party, and shit happens.
So
Winnie's boyfriend is cheating on her. And then, you know, she finds that out.
Well,
there's a girl named Weirdo.
That's the cheating doesn't happen until the year after. Because they were doing it a year, like, later. Mm. She was still going out. So what happens is that the cigarette-smoking man doesn't want to sell to Justin Long. Unfortunately, Joe McHale, who is Justin Long's bestie friend and business manager, really wants to do that, but cigarette-smoking man isn't going to do it, and his daughter is going to go to the party. Daughter picks up Winnie, and they all go to the party, and then it's basically a whole bunch of tropes, and then they start being douchey to Weirdo. And they keep calling her Weirdo. Everybody in this town calls this child Weirdo, including people who shouldn't know her.
Yeah, who are adults.
Yeah, which didn't make any sense because they call her Weirdo, but Ginger Snap, for some reason, knew that they called her Weirdo and referenced that. And I was like, but...
But that was later.
Yes,
yeah, much later. You're skipping ahead.
Anyway.
So
yes. What happens is that Justin Long wants to go ahead and kill... He kills Cigarette Smoking Man. He's going to go to the party to kill Cigarette Smoking Man's granddaughter.
Which he does.
And her boyfriend, which yes. he does, who he gets killed with the candy cane through the mouth, which wasn't bad.
Which was funny.
Everybody spits up blood in this universe. Oh, I don't know what
happens. Every single person that dies, you can tell that they're dead because they immediately have a mouthful of blood.
Just blue. Doesn't matter where they're stabbed. Doesn't matter where they're hurt. They just, people are blood pinatas, and that is the small opening where the candy comes out. So it's at this point that...
Justin Long attacks the brother.
Well, no, Winnie is the one.
So Justin
attacks
Long,
our main character.
Yes, attacks Winnie. Winnie's brother... Saxon.
Yeah.
And then is about to get killed, and then when he comes up behind him, uses a car battery thing to electrocute him.
I never really understood that. So from what I'm understanding, because they go to a different party for the next 2 years after this, so I guess they just didn't have the location, but apparently this is the place where they always have a party on Christmas Eve, and then later on they're always at somebody else's house. But
I think it's the same house.
Is it?
I think it's just all meth.
It looks so much better. Like, it looked like a huge place for the first one. And then the second one was the meth head house.
I think it's the same place. Let's just look. So
what happens is that she does the car battery thing from Scare Package. A better movie. And toasts the killer.
Killer Justin Long.
Yeah, they find out it's Justin Long, and then we skip to a year later.
She is fucking miserable. Everyone is fucking miserable.
No, everybody's except happy for except for her.
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean, though, is, like, she thinks everybody's... She's just miserable.
Well, she's miserable
miserable, and it's making us miserable.
So she... Unfortunately, Winnie, after killing Justin Long, has not been able to move away from that night. Everybody else has forced themselves to... the brother is now working with Joe McHale, who is their dad, because Joe McHale is now the guy who runs the properties inside the town. The only property that is closed right now is the Waters funeral home, which I thought was hilarious. Justin Long's brother is a creepy crank douchebag who's walking around being spooky at people, which doesn't make any sense. And he yells it. At Winnie, Joe McHale's daughter, for like 10 minutes while Joe McHale just walks the fuck off.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that Joe McHale does not give a shit about his daughter.
Zero shits.
And it's obvious, especially whenever for Christmas they give her a tracksuit and they get the son a truck. A brand new, huge truck.
It was like expensive as fuck. And I gotta tell you, the payoff for that bit was still shit because what happens is at the very end... Like, you know,
it's... Don't jump ahead.
Okay. It's just fucking terrible.
We're gonna speed through this as much as possible.
Okay, so Winnie is super pissed. She goes over to the party. At the party, she finds out that her boyfriend and the douchey girl, who is the bad girl from Until Dawn, who caused all the problems, is making out, and they're treating Weirdo, again, like shit. Everybody's treating Weirdo like shit, which... I don't get it. Like, it's such a douchey thing. But that's when Winnie freaks out, runs over to the pier. She finds the Zoltar machine. She wishes she was big. Wait, no, that's wrong. She looks up into an Aurora Borealis and says that she wishes she was never born. Well, she was never born. We go to
And it takes her 20 minutes. establish this.
Which pisses me the fuck off because she references It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. You cannot reference a movie that you're aping in the movie because if you, like, you would recognize that. It's like, oh shit, this is It's a Wonderful Life. Oh shit, it's ground. It would have been funnier if she'd said, oh shit, it's Groundhog's Day. Mm-hmm. Or something like that, you know, but it wasn't. She knew what she was in, but she was like, oh, I gotta ask my parents what the fuck is going on. Oh, I just can't understand how this is working.
Yeah, and so, of course, nobody recognizes her. Nobody knows who the fuck she is. She goes throughout the entire town. Nobody knows who the fuck she is. The angel, entire time.
The angel kills somebody.
The angel kills people.
Yeah, the douchey brother of Justin Long is now the
sheriff.
The sheriff. Which,
and he's an idiot, so obviously that's why he did it, because he's an idiot. So that happens, more deaths, all the killing. Winnie's running around like an idiot trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, nobody recognizes her. The mom is now an alcoholic. The dad is
method alcoholic, probably both.
Yeah, she's
fucked.
She's an alcoholic having sex with randos. The dad is angry all the time. The aunt, who is played by Ginger Snap, Ginger from Ginger Snaps. Is her wife is dead. I guess it's her wife. I don't know. So that was another problem that I had. A lot of these characters are being referenced and pointed at, and all these weird shit is happening. And it's like we're supposed to know them. And I'm like, you had 87 fucking minutes for this whole movie. You could have cut some of these characters or done something else with them, but you didn't. You had to force them down our fucking throats, and you didn't explain them. So I have no idea. I thought the woman who came in with Ginger Snap, because Ginger Snap looks kind of bad in this one. I don't know if it was the lighting or what, but she looks fairly old, which is terrible for me to say. But I thought that was the mother of the lady who she came in with. I thought I was like, oh, look, your aunt and your cousin showed up.
Yeah.
So, oh, nope. No, it's her wife.
It's her aunt's. So she's dead, and everybody else is,
there's,
you know,
been 26 kills
dead.
Compared to three.
Yeah, everybody else is winding up dead. Nobody does anything about the angel. And then
so Winnie decides to go to the party to find somebody who might know her. She finds her boyfriend and the bad girl, who have been together for 3 years now and are completely happy, which that's a weird thing to pop up. She meets Weirdo. She decides that Weirdo is the only person that she could go hang out with. People who were doing weed before are now smoking hardcore meth.
I mean, everybody's doing meth.
People are spray painting inside of the house. Yeah. So people who are drinking are now doing meth. So everybody just does meth in the town. Because, you know, this one blonde chick wasn't around. You know, which completely makes a whole lot of sense.
So she ends up going back to Weirdo's house. Weirdo tells her that she wanted to go to be a fashion designer. And then Weirdo's like, hey, wait a minute. How do I know that you're not the killer, even though that you're telling me that, you know, Justin Long's the killer? And then Justin Long comes through the window.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, you're right. You're not the killer. Hey, I could be your Clarence.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're George Bailey. Oh, that makes me Clarence. I'm like, motherfucker, you did not earn that. Especially because we, in this sequence, begin the bullshit. Actually, we didn't. We technically began it one sequence earlier because
we began the bullshit at the beginning of this.
The reason
movie.
Why we began the bullshit is because Justin Long gets his ass beat.
Multiple times!
The killer gets his ass beat and thrown the fuck around. Like, thrown into,
he's
like,
so,
tables.
He's so bad
and
at
he's
this.
Knocked the fuck out.
He's so bad at
The axe killing that we had at the party, which is the reason why Weirdo assumed that Winnie was the bad guy, is, like, that dude, like, beat the living shit out of him. Like, for 20 minutes. And the second is this guy is not intimidating. He's not intimidating enough, which also is kind of weird because Justin Long is tiny compared to Joe McHale, who's, like, 6'2".
True.
So she wouldn't be like, oh, he was like your height. No, that wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things that Winnie says to the cop. So weird. Now it doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway, so we've got the kill there. We've got them running around. We've got them going over to the theater. And
then having a moment. A moment that did not need to fucking happen. You do not have to. Clarence and George Bailey were not gay. They did not kiss in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Nothing romantic was happening with that whole thing. And then they forced it in this movie. She had to be a lesbian. And I'm like, why? Why can't they just be friends?
It didn't even make sense for them to be that way because there was no indication. They have no camaraderie before this. They could have been friends. This girl who she's like, oh yeah, now this is my girlfriend, is the town pariah, treated like shit, and she's never had even kind of any sort of talking to other people who throw shit at her fucking face every 10 seconds.
And we're just supposed to automatically...
Of course she glamped onto the first person who wasn't treating her like shit.
Right.
Like, and, that's and not fair. Like, that's emotional abuse right there.
So we're supposed to automatically assume that this relationship is natural? Like, you're forcing things into this movie.
This is some CW bullshit.
It was so bad. So that happens. We're getting off topic. Either way, so that happens. They're at the movie theater. They have they have a moment.
The movie theater is where a weirdo who has ditched her after the moment has gone upstairs and stayed up all night printing out a billion different things about
the Aurora Borealis.
Which she says it's the spirit of the dead guy. So it is the spirit
of Mayor Waters.
Of Mayor Waters, which also doesn't make sense at the end. But it's the spirit of Mayor Waters, and it sent you to this evil world where Mayor Waters is in control of everything.
And never died.
Ha-ha!
And they even say it right there. We have to kill Mayor Waters. And then you can go back into your own time.
But I need help. Let's go to my parents' house. They go to the parents' house. The only person who pays attention to them is Ginger, who they were able to give personal information to. Which immediately made Ginger want her to bring him in, and then she was just like, whatever.
You also really need subtitles if you're going to watch this movie, because they talk so fast, and they mumble.
They mumble and they whisper, and the reason why they're mumbling and whispering is because they're ADRing shit in the background.
I guess, but fuck, it was so hard to understand some of the... I heard thong. There was a thong involved somewhere.
An Aguilera thong? And I assumed that was a Christina Aguilera thong, but then I was like, what is... I don't understand. Her ass froze to something? I don't know. So she goes in. At no point has this girl explained to her that in every interaction that she has with her parents, Joe McHale is like, I don't have any kids anymore, which didn't make any sense because it wasn't until like after he said that the first time that Winnie said that she was his daughter.
Yeah, that she called him dad. And he's like, I don't have any kids.
I had one kid and now I have zero. I am childless. He kept saying shit like that. Which I'm like, is that the only thing that you have to say? That's weird, man. Stop doing that. Especially when your wife is getting shtupped by some, like, random, like, meth head guy who constantly kept repeating
what she was saying. Yeah,
yeah, which didn't make a whole lot of sense. And weird. The mom doesn't get enough shit to do. So I didn't understand that whole point.
So they end up getting killed. The mom and then the guy who's schlipping or whatever you said.
Yeah, so, well...
Joe McHale leaves, right?
Yeah, Winnie has this whole conversation with Joe McHale. And then Joe McHale is like, fuck you, you're not my daughter, I'm getting out of here, so he walks away. That's when they have this weird, like, talky bit with people, and that's when the mom dies, the shtupping guy dies. That's when the angel, this whole time, runs after them, and they hit him with a... Like, it was like a painting or something like that?
I guess
that?
It was like a painting. Photo? And then he falls down the stairs... Perfect time to fucking kill him.
And he's there.
Again.
He's on the ground. And
then they walk over him.
Gingerly. No. They have a 5 or 6 minute sequence of this shit. It was an appreciable part of the runtime of them slowly, oh, don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. I'm like.
There's a knife right next to him.
Every single goddamn one of you has gigantic thick fucking boots. Jump on his neck. He's dead, because you know you need to kill him, because you have already said in this sequence that you need to murder the killer.
But, dun-dun-dun, now we know that it is, because, of course, Winnie has to unmask him before she kills him.
She grabs the knife slowly, puts it up to his neck, is like, no, I have to, like, which would have been so much better if she just murdered her dad.
Right.
It would have been great.
No explanation, just fucking murdered him.
Yeah.
But no, she doesn't murder him. She takes off his mask, realizes it's him, and then runs out the door.
And then they
go to the fucking movie theater and set up this whole thing wherever he can go there, and then they can kill him whenever this whole fucking thing could have been left out whenever they did it earlier.
Which is really funny, because Gingersnap is with them now. And the decision that they had was, oh, Joe McHale must have been the person who's been doing all the killings now. on behalf of Waters, and he killed my wife.
Even though Waters originally killed everybody. Yeah. Even though she knows Waters is the one who killed everybody originally.
And we know that the sequence is there, but now they have to kill the killer, which they say, like, oh, I have to kill the killer now. Which we know is Waters. We know Waters is doing something.
And I have to dead my dad.
Oh, no, I can't believe I have to kill my... I have to kill Joe McHale. Oh, this makes me feel so bad. Let's go ahead and set up the theater. Let's put a Merry Christmas, come on in, Dave sign.
David,
yeah. So they and let's put some props up, which where the fuck did they get the mannequins?
I don't know.
And then as they're sitting there with like the screen on, two people come in and they hit them with the fire extinguisher. Oh, it turns out to be dipshit and dumbass, the ex-girlfriend, no, ex-boyfriend, and the bitch from Until Dawn. And they're like, this is where we went on our first date. Yeah.
Three years ago.
Our third anniversary.
On Christmas Eve.
What are you guys
Eve?
Doing here? We come here every time. Ooh. And I was able to get a ticket and come inside of the place. And I just walked in, you know, without seeing what was on. We just come here on Christmas Eve because this is what we do.
So Ginger Snap leaves. She gets killed. Comes back in. Tells everybody. And then they try to do something super witty and indie.
So she had the camera this again? That was another thing that weirded me out. So apparently Weirdo hands her like, well, I don't know. I think you'll be, you know, I don't take pictures as good as you, which I'm like, you've never seen what kind of pictures she's taken.
Y'all
like,
never talked.
You
yes.
don't have any kind
Y'all of... Y'all have you, never fucking talked before.
Especially because she doesn't exist in this reality.
So she hands her the camera. So the camera
yeah, Winnie
is there.
Winnie takes the camera and is flashing. She's doing flash photography. Which is
strobing the killer, the angel that is killing this dumbass
but
ex.
But we know
and the stupid
who
girl.
It is because they still do the weird reveal. Anyway, so finally,
she finally fucking kills Joe McHale.
It's a long ass fucking thing. But then they decide, oh well, we killed Joe McHale, so now we can go ahead and go back to the future. But I'm gonna miss you. Oh God, I love you so much.
Kiss.
Well, they didn't get to the kissing part.
Oh, they didn't? Oh,
no,
that's right.
Not yet. This
okay.
isn't until
oh, this
the
is, this
giant
is the part where I was like, maybe.
Cora fucking.
I was like, maybe they're just weird friends.
I guess.
Because otherwise, it wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Doesn't make any
and
sense.
And it still doesn't
it
make
either,
any
yeah.
fucking sense. So, obviously, it doesn't go through because the entire time they were supposed to kill the fucking mayor.
Yeah, Joe,
which,
Justin Long.
Which they didn't do. So, but for some reason, they thought that was going to work.
Here's the part that doesn't make any sense
the
at all.
The movie doesn't make any
well,
sense.
Well, no, I mean, I could. Up until this point, we've been working with inside of the realm of possibility.
No.
Unfortunately, now what they realize is that they have to go kill Justin Long. But it's really funny because they had to ADR that line in because she wasn't paying attention. And then they were like, oh, quick, we have to go this way. So they do.
And
they
Justin
show
Long has a stupid thing going on.
The naughty or nice list or something like that.
Yes.
And he's murdering people in front of townsfolk who have flashy eyes.
So apparently they are actual drones.
So that makes them drones.
And this was nowhere. It was literally said one time at the very beginning by the cigarette smoking man, you know, you can't turn
it
people
was a
into
metaphor.
Your drones. Yeah. And then he...
It's not metaphorical
they
anymore.
They were drones.
You use some kind
it
of
was,
fucking magic at this point?
You use mind control? Like, where the fuck did this even come
What's
from?
What's with the flashing? I don't understand this shit. It's fucking stupid.
So he ends up killing his brother because who was on the naughty
list.
In front
of everybody. Because, and tying him up with the angel costume and putting him, stringing him up.
Yes, because he was trying to get out of town. So he's like, oh, you've been naughty. And
you were trying to leave me.
In his stupid Joel Steen voice that
I don't
didn't
understand.
Make sense and his stupid false teeth. So that happens. The girls go up there because they're like, everybody needs to run. And he's
Boo.
Just like, oh, it's you. Your mother was a slut, weirdo.
And, don't talk about my mom that way.
Yes. Oh my God, really?
And that's when Weirdo punches Justin Long in the face.
You were going to say Joel Osteen.
I was going to say, yeah. But it punches Justin Long in the face, knocks Justin Long the fuck down. Justin Long is like, no, you sluts, I'm going to kill you. Stands up, and instead of attacking the lady who has punched him in the face, turns and attacks...
Well, they both start punching him.
Do they? Oh, that's
yes.
right.
They both start punching him.
It was just
him.
Stupid at that
it,
point.
It was like, it was Winnie, and then Weirdo, and Winnie, and Weirdo. And then finally he gets knocked off the podium, And then he's like, you bunch of bitches. And then all the townsfolk decide to attack him, throw him right back up on the stage. He gets shanked. The townspeople are no longer fucking drones.
She gets shanked by Weirdo.
Yes.
So at no point did Winnie actually do anything.
So technically, this movie went down the fucking just toilet then, because Winnie did fucking nothing.
Winnie did absolutely nothing. She didn't need to be here. She didn't need to do anything else, except she had to be there, because obviously she was there to save Weirdo.
You had it in you the whole time, Weirdo.
See, you had a wonderful life.
The
except
murder.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
And then, what?
They have a beam of light shine down on them, and at that point, they Legend of Korra ended it where they started making out. And then we flash to,
present day, kind of.
I'm back in my room. Was it all a dream?
And she wakes up in her stupid little tracksuit. She runs downstairs, and everyone's so excited
Shouldn't she have been in the tracksuit the whole time?
Yes. Yes. She'd been in the fucking tracksuit the entire time, and she woke up in bed like that. And then everyone's all excited, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're in a good mood. She's like, oh my God, Merry Christmas. I'm just so happy to be here.
I bought you a $400 camera to replace the old one that you saved our son with, but it's not anywhere close to being the amount of money that I spent
on the $60,000 truck.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And then,
with all of the bells and whistles.
And then, She leaves the house. They're about to open presents. She's like, oh my God, the Weirdo. And so she jumps up, goes to the Weirdo, and magically they're together.
And they close the door.
That's the fucking worst movie ever.
It's got like four, like it's not even.
It didn't even get, okay. It got 4 out of 5 skulls.
It got
on 5.4
on fucking IMDb.
Okay, well on Shudder it got 4 out of 5, I think. And it was so bad.
It was disjointed. It had, like, this weird part where we stared at Weirdo's face for, like, a full minute.
And her blush was really bothering me.
Was that a blush?
The pink thing on her cheeks?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why was she wearing makeup at a party where nobody likes her?
I don't know. Why was she even at a party where nobody likes her?
Why did they have all these meth heads
so
in there?
Stupid.
Why do they have these random add-ons of people like I didn't give a fuck about?
You telling me that nobody else could have killed him? Like, is it that hard? It's fucking Justin Long.
Well, apparently it wasn't. It was Joe McHale half the time.
Well, that doesn't count. He is rather big.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I don't understand why Joe McHale was getting his ass beat. Justin Long, I understand, because Justin Long's a tiny man. And I watch him get his ass beat almost every single movie we've ever seen him in. He usually gets the shit kicked out of him.
He does. Dodgeball.
Yeah, I fucking, like, what was that other horror movie where he got his, like, we got Tusk, yeah, but, like, every fucking movie, Justin Long gets the shit kicked out of him, so it makes sense for Justin Long to get the shit kicked out of him. But Joe McHale doesn't, like, he's a goddamn giant.
Well,
there's a 5-foot fucking difference between the two of them.
And the
I'm gonna look this
evil,
up.
What was that? Whatever that one was? Anyways, Evil Among Us or whatever. Anyways, he totally gets his ass kicked in that one, but that's also by the devil. So, okay, what are you gonna rate this one?
I'm giving this a 2. This is a 2 piece of shit. I am angry. I'm angry that I wasted my fucking time. I'm angry that they wasted my fucking time, because there was so much better in this movie. There was better actors in this movie. There was better than anything else. This writer was a piece of shit. I'm sorry, Michael Kennedy. Don't write anything else. Don't even write a list to the fucking grocery store.
Don't even write
You're
reviews.
Gonna fuck that up somehow.
Yeah.
Don't even do it. Like, stay away from anything.
Wouldn't that suck if he wrote it better than this and then, like, the production company, it up to hell and back?
I would hope so, because this sucked. Like, it sucked. The cinematography was fucked. The editing was fucked. Everything on this movie was fucked. And it was sad because you could kind of see, like, just behind all the bullshit where there could have been a good movie. But you didn't earn any of the shit that you had in here. You didn't earn the fucking kills, which we stopped getting kills about 20 minutes in. Like, and then we couldn't see them because you kept flashing. You kept the, like, what was, we had TSO playing for the one guy who was doing meth who got killed, who I was supposed to give a shit about. I don't know.
This didn't even get over 1 million, right?
No, it didn't. It made 800,000 or something. So Justin Long is 5'9", Joe McHale is 6'4". Yeah.
Justin Long is still taller than me, though.
He's still got to, like, you can, there is a line that Winnie says in here. Oh, he was about your height, Mayor, when she's talking to Justin Long.
Well, I think she was also trying to, like, hint, like, hey, I know it's you.
Well, that would be the part that Justin Long goes, like, that's kind of weird because I know it's Joel McHale this whole time.
That is true.
Joel McHale, oh, that's so weird. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I guess my
fucking
Frankenstein shoes are working. Oh. Platforms.
Oh. So, I need to kick my little lifts out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give this a one out of ten. I'm never watching this shit again. It doesn't even deserve like.
I went out of my way.
Like one candy cane. No, it's just fucking one.
Look, I will never give anything a one because it's still not It Follows, but it's close.
It's close.
You
enough.
Are so fucking close, you bastards! Like this pissed me the hell off. This was a waste of my goddamn time.
Yeah, it really was. Mine too.
But what about you? Did you think it was a waste of your time? Do you think that have you seen worse movies than this? Do you think that you should never talk about a better movie inside of your movie? Let us know. Reach out to us. ESAT3AM@gmail.com. Going to be the best way to get a hold of us. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ESAT3AM. Or you can go ahead and go to our main website, ESAT3AM.com. And on there is a little link that says leave us a voicemail. You can leave us a voicemail. We would love to hear from you. But until next time, hopefully, we will watch something better. A season's greetings, y'all. Strap in. Hopefully, this will get much better by Christmas.
Yeah, this person who made the trailer needs a raise.
Oh, yeah. No, they sold us on the friggin' raise. They sold us on the trailer. Yeah, oh, my God. The trailer was so much better. You know what? Just watch the trailer.
And that's it. And just come up with your own story. Yeah, it'll be way better.
You don't have to because it's a wonderful life. So you know that she gets out of it. Like, she obviously, yeah.
And apparently she learned her lesson, whatever that was.
Zuzu's petals. I don't know.
Be happy you killed somebody.
Later.
Bye.